This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Because we are an exceptional American radio show. You want to join in and be a part of it. So thank you very much for your listenership and listening to Red State Talk Radio. I know everybody does that in the morning. If you're on the East Coast, it's 9 a.m. to noon, and funny things happen. You go to the West Coast, it's only 6 a.m. We start off in the morning to 9 a.m. Something about the shape of the Earth. Is it flat or is it round? Time will tell you the answer to that one. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. As of course, Donald J. Trump is absolutely in celebratory behavior mode, tweeting all over the place, a whole bunch of stuff. We were referring to some of his tweets in the last hour. We're also talking about NBC News even reporting some real news about a possible investigation by Sessions into Uranium One. Oh my gosh, and everybody's just been so critical of Jeff Sessions. And the reality check is he's been a very busy man even before he took office. Anyway, so welcome to the show. Remember to get to our website, agenda21radio.news, and also you can tune us in on just about any platform right now through Red State Talk Radio. With us, though, is the host of the Scott Adams Show, which precedes Agenda 21 Radio on Red State Talk Radio. Scott, welcome to the show, and boy, I bet you are just absolutely beyond belief celebrating about what happened yesterday.
I'm happy.
You're happy.
It's not because I read the Washington Post headlines, because they were so negative. It was unbelievable the amount of negative media hype that was going on. You know, the HuffPost reporter said Tim Scott was a prop, and Tim Scott, fired back and
right,
said
the whole racist thing. Yeah. Why don't you explain that to the audience? Because this is an interesting story, ladies and gentlemen. Talk about blatant racism by the Washington Post. And Bezos, last time I checked, does Bezos not want us to have money too, like him? Do you think that's what it is? Just throw that out there.
Let the
audience know what happened with Mr. Scott.
Yeah, well, Tim Scott responded to a HuffPost reporter who said basically they tore it down, and then he since apologized. But he said that, Tim Scott was right there in front of the mic, you know, the whole time, and he was used as a prop because he's black. And Tim Scott said, you know, I helped write the bill. I helped get members to support it. It's been a year in the making. I've worked on this for over a year. I worked really hard for it. And if you want to see skin color, that's on you, buddy. And that's pretty much it. So that's, again, here's the problem. The problem for the Democrats is that you got all of their brass, all of their leadership, and they're saying that this is horrible for the middle class. This is the worst. Nancy Pelosi of California, one of your congressmen.
Thanks for reminding me.
This is the worst piece of legislation ever. Like, forget about, like, you know, Jim Crow laws forget about slavery laws.
Well,
right?
Forget about her introducing back in 1992 the House resolution for Agenda 21.
Right.
Let's just forget about that one.
Forget about the Democrats fighting to reintroduce slavery and stuff like that back in. She's saying the worst in the history of Congress. And even the people behind her kind of put their eyebrows together. The point is, they're saying that this is going to be terrible for America. And we were talking off air yesterday about Elizabeth Warren saying every time the Republicans initiate or offer up tax cuts, wages are like pancake. They're as flat as a pancake. So now they're calling her Pancake Pocahontas. The point, though, is this. At the same time that they were saying that Bernie Sanders and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi were whining and complaining, AT&T, Boeing, Comcast, Wells Fargo, Fifth Third Bank, all promised pay hikes and bonuses. AT&T offered up $1,000 bonus to every 200,000 non-executives. Non-executives, mind you. Not the top gold brass, but non-executives, the middle class, upper middle class workers, right? Wells Fargo and Fifth Third Bank offered up minimum salaries of $15. There's your $15 minimum wage when the market dictates it. But the one thing that AT&T said was that we will initiate these bonuses as soon as Trump signs the bill.
Right.
And Trump signed the bill, and they offered it up. This is to show you that corporations do trickle down, that they do give back, and that venture capitalists, I said this, the reason why we saw 5,000 points and 70 record highs in the stock market was the deregulation, the promise for immigration reform, social welfare reform, border security, getting out of the climate control, climate accord.
Paris Agreement.
Paris Agreement and others. And then of course, these multilateral trade deals that hurt us. And by all of those promises, deregulating, more deregulation than any other president in their whole entire four-year term, you can go on and on, that the stock market is increasing. Now we're about to pour fuel on the fire. It's going to go skyrocketing. And they are beside themselves. And they have a right to complain because in November, it's been reported that RNC just had one of their best non-election year Novembers in history.
Yeah, raising funds.
And DNC raised only $5.7 million in November, lowest since 2007. So, you know, they're going to have some explaining to do come 2018 when the GDP is up near 5%. Jobs are abundant and people have more money in their pocket already, immediately. As soon as, while the ink is still wet, people have more money in their pocket thanks to, you know, these announcements by AT&T and Comcast and Boeing and so on, Wells Fargo.
Well, you see, this is exactly why they are so nervous. And, you know, the good thing about this is that, Pelosi's and Schumer's, they're out there talking. And right now, let them talk. They are just burying themselves. And you know, this is the old thing. You know, when you're winning and they're losing, let them lose.
when you want to be productive on the radio, and yeah, I know you have dogs. What do? You give your dog a bone and have him chew on that for a while, right? Chew on that. Stay quiet.
Right.
I mean, the point is that I heard it said on social media somewhere where they were basically saying, you know, while the Democrats decide to just chew on a bone, the Republicans are getting things done. I mean, there's some massive things that are happening. We defeated ISIS in 8 to 10 months.
Right.
Now, just because of something you and I have been talking about for forever, you know, and that's a rules of engagement situation where the captains and the people on the ground get to actually make a lot of the decisions and don't have to wait all the way up the chain and of command.
Yeah, but micromanaged by the White House, which slows everything down.
Yeah,
and the whole ISIS thing is starting to dissolve. And of course, a big fighter in that is Duterte from the Philippines. Which is interesting. That's why Obama was told he couldn't go to the Philippines because, you know, Duterte was fighting ISIS, the army that Obama had created. But now Trump, he visits Duterte, and look what happens. They're wiping him out. In fact, they're going to declare a truce during Christmas in the Philippines.
Wow. You know what's interesting?
Anyway, hang on. Hold that thought. We got the music coming up, and we got a break. We're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're getting the sort of inside scoop as only Scott can present it. You can hear Scott before my show every day starting at 5 a.m. Pacific. And, of course, that's 8 a.m. Eastern. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Send it out in SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can also visit our sister site, which is newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We are in the throes of celebrating, so to speak. We have Scott Adams from the Scott Adams Show with us right now, and we're talking about Donald J. Trump and what he has done to sort of shake things up in the economy. I haven't checked the stock market yet. What is the stock market about to do?
Oh, the stock market's setting records left and right. You know, it's only a positive. Every time there was a threat to the tax cuts, the stock market took a dip. And when there was that correction by Brian Ross from ABC where they thought, oh, maybe Trump is in trouble. You know, maybe this whole thing about releasing WikiLeaks information and blah, 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 they lied about the day. Turns out, you know, remember Joy Behar, the whole thing. The stock market took a dip of like 350,000 points. I mean, 350 points and dropped dramatically. And then when it turned out it was a farce, it skyrocketed back up. You know, the stock market's been reacting to confidence indexes and promises and deregulation and all these things and pulling out of the climate accords. Now this is fuel on the fire. It's probably we're going to see a GDP in 2018 that's going to rise to about 5%. We're going to probably see the stock market get up above 26,000. And but most importantly, the biggest threat to the Democrats is that this rising harbor raising all ships is going to really have a positive impact on poor, struggling cities with large black communities and Hispanic communities, the like. And it's the Democrat leadership is going to have a lot of explaining to do. And how are they going to explain that away? And heading into the 2018 election, I think Trump is going to get more minority vote than any other Republican before him, not just in the 2018 midterms, but in 2020. I wanted to read something that just Donald Trump tweeted. House Democrats want to shut down for the holidays in order to distract from the very popular just-passed tax cuts. House Republicans, don't let this happen. Pass the CR today and keep our government open. All the Democrats are running on is doom and gloom, a bunch of false statements. And in addition to that, heading into the holidays, the last thing they want on people's plates and underneath the tree is this promising future of more money in our pockets that we're going to see in February in our paychecks. And so the problem is that the Democrats know that they're going to play on the media, because they know that the media always gives them cover. When the government gets shut down, it's always the Republicans' fault. No matter who's in charge in the Oval Office, it's always the Republicans' fault. Under Obama, it was the Republicans' fault. And under Trump, it'll be Trump's fault. And that's what they want. They want to change the narrative so that everybody has something to complain about for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And what Trump is pushing. And so that's all by design. But, you know, they don't want Americans going in, and to Trump's other tweet, home sales hit best numbers in 10 years, make America great again. Home sales are up. Everything is up. The economy is booming. You know, remember Mark Cuban from the Dallas Mavericks?
Yes.
You know, it said doom and gloom. How about Krugman from New York Times? Got it all wrong.
Listen, I love Mark Cuban. And, of course, he's on the, what is it? The not The Apprentice, but the other one. Shark Tank. And I love that show. And I love what he does there. But, you know, he has it all wrong. The billionaire has it all wrong, and he sometimes demonstrates his wrongness in the show as well. But in terms of macroeconomics, in terms of him wanting to run for president, I think that's over now. I think that's completely not going to happen. In fact, what I predict is Cuban will become Donald's new best friend.
I think so. I think you're
learn
right.
Learn from the maestro if you want to be president, Mr. Cuban.
No, it's true. Yeah, the Democrats are really in trouble because, again, you're starting to see the corporations with their goodwill already. And you know what else is insult to injury for the, to the Obama legacy? Is Mad Dog Matt is heading down to Gitmo for the first time since 2000. Pentagon top brass goes down there. But you know what's interesting?
Well, that was Rumsfeld. When the last time he was down there was 2003. Was that what it was?
2002.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know what else is interesting? Just pivoting for a moment to the FBI situation. That situation, McCabe, it turns out, gave testimony that was in direct conflict with other testimony. Now they're subpoenaing, you know, the Orr family, Nellie Orr, the Russian wannabe, and Bruce Orr. You know, those are the people that were Russian delusion, fusion, GPS collusion, all of that stuff, and Peter Strzok. All that is now front and center with testimony that's going to be offered up under oath.
Let's talk. Let's hang here for a second because I was sort of prepping the audience because I knew we would go down in the last hour. I knew we'd go down this road of the McCabe interview, which I heard it was like 8 hours or something like that. In closed behind closed doors with the House,
yeah,
man. That's, look at what happened there. I mean, everybody came out really upset and angry. I wonder why.
Well, I mean, how much time do we have, by the way?
Well, right now in this, we got about 2.5-3 minutes. Right now in this segment.
All right. So one thing I wanted to point up, and I was talking to Larry this morning about it, Larry Fries from the Larry Fries Show that starts at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on Red State Talk Radio Live. But I was talking to him about it, and I said, how many hours does it take to get the answer to a very simple question? Did the FBI pay for the, you know, the Hillary-inspired Russian fusion GPS collusion narrative brought to you by Christopher Steele and John McCain? Did they pay for it? And if they did they pay for it? That's number one. Number two, did Peter Strzok and Bruce Orr, you know, basically make it possible to go to the FISA court, get a warrant, and wiretap the phones of a political adversary? Because if that's the case, that is high treason. That is beyond belief. That is worse than Watergate ever dreamed of being.
Right.
It's so bad, it makes your head spin. And how high up did it go? It definitely went up to Loretta Lynch. Who's Loretta Lynch's boss but Barack Obama?
Right, and we got an interesting bit of information that was sent to us, speaking of Loretta Lynch and Obama, that there are actually tapes, recorded tapes, between President Obama, Valerie Jarrett. We think Loretta Lynch is also involved in somehow. Of them talking to Judge Gloria Navarro of the Bundy trial.
Holy crap.
And now that's an exclusive on Agenda 21 Radio. I don't think anybody else has got it out there, but it's purported that these tapes do exist and will be played at some point if Navarro doesn't play the game of, dismissing the case with prejudice. That's one of the reasons, I guess, that has motivated her so much to all of a sudden see the light, you know, about the Bundys and go for this dismissal. And any rational attorney will tell you there was no case, and when they started suppressing and hiding evidence, that's with the Brady violation, 7 of them in one case. I mean, that just is outrageous. So the obvious is they're dismissed with prejudice, so that never comes back again. She needs to do the right thing, of course. I mean, this is the obvious thing to do, but there is that little lever out there working against her, from what I understand. And apparently she's aware of the tape. This is nothing new.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? We got a break coming up.
Yeah, I know. But McCabe, I believe these things are going to flip. Some people are going to start to turn and flip, and that's when things are going
to
heat up.
I want to come back to the McCabe interview again so the audience is really, really clear on what is this, because you mentioned treason. By the way, the people I talked to after he came out, they mentioned treason as well. And these were people that were staffers that were at the hearing. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show here on Red State Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And I know I have people that listen to the show and so intensely they make sure that I pull that sound down as I start to... And I apologize, it didn't do it that time. I slipped up, I can't believe that. Because listen, I appreciate your listenership and your criticism. So anyway, just to make it a little bit better for you here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we are hitting additional new highs in listenership here on Agenda 21 Radio and also Red State Talk Radio, so we really do appreciate all the things you do out there for us in that regard as listeners here on Agenda 21 Radio. And with us right now is Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show, and his show airs right before my show, and that is at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. We come on at 9 to noon. And Scott, it's kind of interesting, before we get into the McCabe thing, the growth of Red State Talk Radio has been absolutely explosive, and congratulations to everybody, and especially you, because you've been honchoing a lot of the deal.
It's a lot of work, but, you know, also it's a little surprising because I put a lot of work into it. We all do. We work really hard at it, and we talk about this stuff all the time. But, you know, lately, in the last 6 months, and I would say even leading up to the Trump win, prior to the 2016 election, we were seeing numbers, and then we'd see spikes, and then it would flatten back. Now it's just a trajectory that's going up, and I truly believe it has everything to do with the fake news. That Red State, there's nothing fake. There's nothing fake about Red State Talk Radio. It is raw. And I was just talking to Larry about this, too. And I talked to you about it. That people who are listening are true patriots here at Red State Talk Radio. Our listeners, they're fighting on social media. They're patriot warriors. And they're sometimes exhausted. They want to be reminded of the truth. They want to check and balance what they're thinking and make sure that they're on the right track, or see if they could be corroborated by some of the truth tellers on Red State Talk Radio. And for the most part, that's why they're listening, because they know that it's just complete BS when they turn on someone like Lemon or Chris Matthews or Rachel Maddow or whoever, and listen to these people. And even sometimes, you know, someone like Shepard Smith, that's just out to lunch every day. You know,
don't get me started on Shepard Smith. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Alice is a libtard.
Thank you.
So the thing is that, you know, people are tired of this, I don't know what you would call it, corporate lies. But they don't get that here on Red State Talk Radio. And that's, I think, what's been the driving and sustaining force for our growth.
Well, you know, and anyway, so a lot of these outlets, even Fox News, is stumbling with their programming and who they have on there. You mentioned Shepard Smith and Chris Wallace. But, yeah, we're raw. We are unbridled, so to speak. And everybody's professional about being raw and unbridled, which I think is wonderful. And it's a tribute to everybody at Red State Talk Radio. Okay, let's go to Mr. McCabe. Now, Mr. McCabe, I was talking about in the last hour. Mr. McCabe is he's a deputy director, I think, of the FBI. And it's kind of interesting because his wife ran for office in Virginia against Senator Black. Now, that's... Senator Black is an interesting character in that he has been trying through his state senatorship, trying to tell everybody about everything that's going on with the gun running, the Syrian war, and all this other good stuff. And that's why they wanted to take him out, so much so that they were getting for her race, working through Mr. McCabe, I guess, and his little cohorts with the Clintons, gave his wife about $500,000 in campaign fund contributions, which I think is pretty stunning. And, of course, now he's been one of the major investigators that's been going out there. And didn't he investigate Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. And he got $7,000. He was part of every single investigation. He was the deputy director, McCabe. And he was investigating not only the Benghazi, some of that, part of that, but also the email gate, you know, all the email. Also, uranium. He was in... looking into Uranium One. He had fingerprints on that. Of course, Fusion GPS. I mean, the whole thing, the Russian collusion, he's been there just like Peter Strzok was there on every turn. I mean, Peter Strzok is a good friend of his, and basically was interviewing Cheryl Mills and Uma Abedin, giving them immunity, rewriting the talking points for James Comey, and so on and so forth. The person who did the audit for the Clinton Foundation was James Comey's brother.
Peter
Comey.
Yeah.
Did the audit. And so this is such a rigged system, it's not even funny. And obviously this is going to get exposed. And the way you do this is meticulously and methodically, and you don't just rush it out. Because if you rush this out, it's going to be like telegraphing a fastball.
Yeah.
They're going to hit a home run, and it's going to backfire in your face.
And I want people to hear what you're saying here, because this is so critically important, because the biggest statement I get from people is the criticism of Sessions, and he hasn't done anything. And people just do not understand what you just said, that this takes a long time to develop. And, you know, one little slip and they're off. So he can't be making a mistake on this prosecution, which is, there's going to be a prosecution. And the thing that is swirling around is the word treason actually came out of some people's mouths that were there that day, and I heard it. So, and of course, you're hearing it. Everybody else is hearing it, too.
And Barack Obama. He is the buck stops with Barack Obama,
right,
and he's
right.
The one that cultivated this thing. He's the one that put this team together. I mean,
Valerie Jarrett. Valerie Jarrett's the other big player.
Well, Valerie Jarrett, you could even go to Samantha Power. Samantha Power, people don't realize she was a UN ambassador. She's the one that unmasked 265 times. She had no business as a UN ambassador doing that. People forget about Samantha Power. But Samantha Power worked with Obama in Illinois during his Senate race.
Right.
So, no, this is another person that's an evildoer that's involved in this thing. And, of course, you got Ben Rhodes controlling the media and his brother, David Rhodes, the president of CBS News. This was a very well-put-together anti-American team. And, you know, you can look at Hezbollah and Iran and the open borders and the drugs coming into our country. I mean, it's unbelievable how aggressive and how negative this team was toward America.
Yeah, and this is what's opening up and expanding. And I know everybody's listening to, like, Q and all these other sources out there. A lot of the sources that they're getting the information from us, like Scott Adams and Paul Preston and Larry Free and other people on Red State Talk Radio, which I find kind of interesting. I was perusing the sites there and looking at that. But
I wanted to say one thing about McCabe. So his wife had political aspirations, and McCabe has political aspirations as well, and a reputation to protect. And McCabe is very worried. If you saw his body language, he was beaten down,
yep,
concerned. He was really, really nervous, you could tell. And the point that I want to make here is he looks like he's about to crack. There are some other people. And what's going to happen is when one person thinks another person's going to crack, they're going to beat them to the punch.
Right.
And so you're going to start to see these people not only flip, but crack and work out a deal,
mm-hmm,
for leniency. Because they're going to know that they're in big, big trouble.
What?
These are people that are going to get disbarred. They're going to lose their reputation. They're never, ever going to be able to work in this, you know, town again, kind of thing. This is big stuff for them. And at some point, what is it? Protect your own what? You know, PT, I forget how the acronym in there. But, you know, they're going to protect themselves. And they're going to roll. And guess who's going to take it? Clinton's.
The Obama. Clintons and Prince. Obama. And Valerie Jarrett, the leadership group, and even Samantha Power, and Ben Rhodes. And, you know, I can't wait until we get up the food chain. And I explained this to the audience again in the last hour. I can't wait until we get up the food chain to CBS and David Rhodes, who is the president of CBS, where we got the music coming up. And we come back. More of Scott Adams here with us on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul at a21r.com, and also sister website, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We're getting a lot of activity there, and we're going to get a lot more starting in January. So newcaliforniastate.com. Become part of the Independence Project. You'll see that there when you go to the website. Okay, so we're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we were talking about the FBI. I think going forward, and this is the, I guess, sort of the meat and potatoes of what we're talking about here on the radio show with Scott, is this investigation that's going on with the FBI. By now, the House and the Senate will soon chime in. And clearly, Jeff Sessions is on the prowl, and he is going to be looking into why the FBI bungled the whole thing, not only with Uranium One, that's the deal that's out there right now they're talking about, but what about the server issue? And that's where Mr. McCabe came in, Deputy Assistant FBI Director, who was quizzed for, 8 hours or something just outrageous like that. But, you know, the other part of that, and this is something that gets into another part of where you're coming from, Scott, because you have kept this story alive, and that is about Seth Rich. DNC, I think we're going to get answers.
Sessions wants to look into Uranium One, and I think that all of this is going to lead to an earnest investigation of Seth Rich.
That's correct. Now, is there anything on the horizon for Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
You have the Imran, you have the Anwar brothers, right?
Correct, who were hired by Javier Becerra, who happens to be the current Attorney General, very corrupt man, the Attorney General of California, under Jerry Brown. He's Jerry Brown's lapdog, good old Javier Becerra.
There is so much corruption, though, you know. I mean, because, you know, there's the arson gate that's going on out there where there's a lot of corruption with regard to officials that have some fingerprints on arson out there. And you wonder, you know, if it isn't that, you know, Jerry Brown just recently asked for $7.4 billion worth of emergency federal aid.
It's a money gig. It's all it is. It's a money grab. Because California has to keep the state afloat.
They're in debt up to their ears, and they double down on illegal immigration in sanctuary states, cities, whatever. It's costing them an arm and a leg. They cannot afford it. and then free education for all and every single little thing that helps them buy voter blocks. And they're getting these federal dollars through emergency funding, thanks in large part to arson corruption. It's unbelievable tragedy. It's murder on steroids,
right,
for money.
Yeah, they don't care, and especially if you take a look at what happened there in Santa Rosa and in Sonoma County, which is designated. We've long known, I mean, this has been going on for a long time, long known that Sonoma and Mendocino, Lake County, in Napa have been the experimental zones for a lot of the United Nations Agenda 21 things, such as smart meters and things like that. And this whole notion, everybody who's into the Agenda 21 thing understands about the burns and the burn patterns that swept through Sonoma and Santa Rosa, starting in Geyserville, that was really a pre-planned event designed to burn people off the land, which is part of what they want to do with the United Nations Agenda 21, get everybody out of the rural communities and stack and pack and all that good stuff. That's what this is geared for. And everybody understands what happened. And now they're starting to look at the arson issue with a whole new light, and especially if you're talking about laser weapons and that sort of thing. They're throwing the whole bag at everybody, and everybody's looking real hard.
This is not pie-in-the-sky, tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff. People have been doing arson for insurance fraud for a long time.
There are
restaurants and businesses that were about to go bankrupt, and the only way out that they saw was set the building on fire. Of course, arson has been used and abused in such ways to get themselves a bailout. And it's not new news. This is not new. It's illegal and as corrupt as all can be. But this is the way the government institutions are doing it now, is this way, getting their federal funding. $7.4 billion is what Jerry Brown asked and received. And, you know, it'd be interesting to follow the money and see how he misappropriates those funds.
Well, then, you know, there are people that that are tracking that, where that money is going. And, of course, the first time when you try and go on one of these escapades to try and track the money, you realize right away it's just straight-up corruption, because they hide the records, they divert, you know.
They get beautiful offers. Hey, I'll give you $1 million if you shut your mouth.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that goes on all the time with Jerry Brown and his folks. So this is the kind of, and the diversion of money is just outrageous. You know, that's the other thing. He doesn't spend. Of course, we saw that with the Oroville Dam, the infrastructure breakdown there, which, by the way, was completely a controlled situation that the sheriff found out about, didn't trust. He didn't trust the dam officials. They were going to bring that dam down that night. That's what's going on. I mean, look at how much money they could have gotten in federal funds and relief if that dam had gone down and destroyed all the property, all the agriculture. Look at how much federal money they would have gotten. That would have taken California and just put it right over the top in terms of financial stability. That talk about insurance fraud. You got about a minute left here, Scott.
Well, no, it's just we got to put an end to it. We really have to fix these things. And, you know, again, right now, yesterday. Oh, by the way, one thing is Ambassador Nikki Haley is addressing the UN as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's a big deal right there, because Donald Trump yesterday came out and said, "We're watching you. Go ahead. Make my day." He literally said, my day, and you'll see what happens.
Yeah. He's going to take names. Anybody who votes against him, he's going to take names, and we're going to remember who you are. That's what he said anyway. Scott, thanks for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio, and look forward to everybody listening to your show on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be back in just about 2 minutes here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Two, 1, 1, 0.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, Nikki Haley. I have a chance. I'm watching it on the screen right now. Man, she's just laying it on the UN. Laying it on. And, you know, of course, this is just a glorious day for Agenda 21 Radio. When these are, I mean, it's just like music to my ears, what I'm hearing out there. And to the whole world. But I'm watching it on the screen right now. The audio is in the other room. And I can kind of just hear it, and I'm telling you, it is just like music. Delightful. Merry Christmas to the United Nations. We're pulling funding if they don't do it our way. That's what she's telling them. Can you imagine? We've been dreaming for this for years. You know, I can remember back in the 70s, I'd drive along the 91 freeway, I think it was, and there was a nursery. And we'd go in there and buy stuff, because I was a landscaper then. We would buy stuff, and they had this guy had a huge sign that was right out there on the freeway. You could see it, and it said, "Get the U.S. out of the U.N." I mean, it was so that's how, you know, sentiment has been for a long time coming, and now it's here. It's actually, today is an epic day in U.N. history. The United States is telling it like it is, and there's a new sheriff in town to enforce it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and our sister website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.